Chapter 2, Midwinter Night's Dream. A storm had blown in from the Everfree Forest overnight. Foals ran through the snow, laughing and playing as the older ponies worked to clear the roads. Trees bowed under the heavy load they carried, threatening to dump it on any unlucky pony to pass by. The air was fresh and clear. Every sound seemed calm and muffled. Scootaloo plodded through the snow with her friends and their sisters, making her way to the train station. She shivered and pulled her wings closer against the chilly morning.
"What are we going to try first?" Applebloom asked. "Snow pony building? Carolin? Ice skating?"
"We can do all that in Ponyville," Scootaloo grumbled before stifling a yawn.
"Well, do you have any other ideas?"
"Canterlie is built into a cliff, right? I hear bungee jumping is fun," Scootaloo answered. She opened her mouth to say more and got a face full of blonde hair. She fell back, sputtering.
"You all care to run that one by me again, Sugar Cube?" Applejack asked, looking back with the shooting glare of a protective sister.
"Oh, sis," Applebloom smiled nervously. "Scootaloo's always full of crazy ideas. We wouldn't actually try any of them."
"Uh-huh," Applejack asked skeptically. "Y'all better not. What kind of featherbrain told you it was fun?"
Scootaloo was about to answer before a flash of rainbow caught her eye. Rainbow Dash shook her head furiously behind Applejack.
No, pony. Some pony in school mentioned it."
"Well, don't even think about it. I don't want any of y'all getting into trouble, you hear?"
"All right," Applebloom grumbled. For the next few minutes, they trudged on to the train station in silence. Finally, Sweetie Belle pointed a white hoof towards the roofs ahead of them.
"Look, I think I can see the smoke from the train."
"Thanks, Celestia," Scootaloo replied. "I thought I was going to freeze solid. I hope it's warm on the train."
"We're a couple minutes early," Applejack said, "so stay together on the platform and I'll come get you when we're ready to board."
It wasn't much warmer on the platform, but at least it was free of snow. Scootaloo trotted in place, shivering against the light breeze.
"Are you all right, Scootaloo?"
Sweetie Belle asked.
"Just cold. I wish the train would board already."
"I saw some pony selling hot cocoa from the front of the station," Applebloom said. "Let's go get some."
"Okay,"
Sweetie Belle nodded eagerly in agreement.
That's all right," Scootaloo said. "You two go ahead."
"Aw, come on, it'll warm you up,"
Scootaloo mumbled something unintelligible under her breath.
"Sorry, what was that?" Applebloom asked.
"I don't have any extra bits,"
Scootaloo mumbled a bit louder. The smile fell from Applebloom's face.
"Oh, right, sorry."
Scootaloo shrugged, elicting a groan from her friends. They couldn't help but feel guilty that their Pegasus compatriot never seemed to have money. The fact that she didn't seem to care just made it worse.
"You girls ready?" Applejack asked, trotting over to them. "Have everything you need?"
Applebloom glanced towards the front of the station, then at Scootaloo.
"Yep."
Scootaloo smiled at her friends.
"Don't worry about me. Go get some cocoa."
"We're not really that cold," Sweetie Belle replied. Applejack looked between them. She'd had one or two hard years on the farm, back before she and Big Macintosh could help with the harvest, and had worn that embarrassed smile plenty of times herself.
"How about you all three go get some? My treat."
"Yay!"
the Crusaders called, burying Applejack under a group hug. Scootaloo sat quietly, tuning out her friends as they began to pull out of Ponyville Station. The train's interior was colored in warm oranges and browns. Each seat was covered with a cream-colored cushion and had its own window. She watched the flat land around Ponyville fall away as the train began to ascend towards Canterlot.
"And she's the element of honesty to top it all off," Applebloom said.
"Well, Rarity's the element of generosity. I bet she'd have bought us drinks, too,"
Sweetie Belle replied.
"Unless she was worried we'd spill it on the train. At least Applejack trusts us,"
Applebloom said, waving her hooves for emphasis. A third of her drink splashed out onto the seat, drenching the cushion with a dark brown puddle. Scootaloo turned to stare out the window, wondering if Rainbow Dash would have brought them cocoa. She was the element of loyalty, No way she would leave three cold fillies hanging. Not only that, she'd have to let them go bungee jumping too. Hey, she'd probably have been right there jumping with them. Scootaloo was about to say something but stopped. It wasn't like Dash was her sister.
They're quite rude, wouldn't you agree? Arguing about family in front of some pony without one.
Scootaloo sipped her cocoa, ignoring the thought and her rising anger.
So, girls, any more ideas for getting our cutie marks?
Rarity even got all dirty during the Sister Hooves social for me.
Well, Applejack runs the derby with me every year.
Scootaloo scowled and tried again, louder.
I was thinking maybe we could try snow pony building if you really want to.
That's because your family organizes it,
Sweetie Belle countered.
My family organizes it because they're more fun.
Oh, she walked right into that one. But they've both got a point, don't they? Loving, caring, their sisters would do anything for them. I wish I had a sister like that. Don't you?
Well, no pony cares,
Scootaloo shouted, throwing her half-empty cup of cocoa at the floor. It bounced once, splashing the hot liquid across the dark green carpet. Sweetie Belle yelped, pulling her hooves away from the mess. Scootaloo glared daggers at both of them, her breathing hard and shallow. Sweetie Belle dropped her head, but Apple Bloom returned the glare with one of her own. The minutes crept by in awkward silence. The anger in Scootaloo's eyes slowly faded, replaced by empathy. Finally, she spoke up.
I'm sorry, Sweetie Belle, Applebloom. I shouldn't have lost my temper like that.
Several seconds passed before Sweetie Belle replied.
I'm sorry, too.
Applebloom puffed out a breath as her glare disappeared.
Me, too. Me and Applejack get into plenty of fights. And I know Rarity and Sweetie Belle don't always get along. Having a sister isn't always that great, if it makes you feel any better.
Not really.
Oh, right,
Applebloom said. A few more minutes passed before she finally asked,
Scootaloo, are you okay? You've been acting weird all morning.
Scootaloo shrugged.
I'm just tired.
Her voice dropped slightly as she added, I couldn't sleep.
Me neither. Too excited for today?
Not really, Scootaloo mumbled, barely loud enough for her friends to hear. Had a nightmare.
Oh, you want to talk about it?
You want to talk about it? Scootaloo shrugged again.
It was pretty dumb. I dreamt that I'd grown up without my cutie mark. You both got yours and left the Cutie Mark Crusaders, but I was stuck in Ponyville, wearing the cape and trying to find my special talent. I'd never even learned to fly. I'd watch all our classmates zooming around the sky and wonder what I was missing.
Aww, Sweetie Belle said, reaching over and putting a comforting hoof on her friend's shoulder.
Nah, you know we'd never leave you behind, don't ya? Applebloom asked, an understanding smile on her face. Even if you got to be Granny Smith's age without your cutie mark, we'd be right there with ya, looking.
She's right, Sweetie Belle said. We'll always be the Cutie Mark Crusaders.
Scootaloo broke out in her first real smile of the day. She pulled the other fillies into a group hug and said,
Thanks, girls. That means a lot.
They held the hug a moment longer.
So, Applebloom finally asked, breaking the embrace, you think snow ponies are a good idea?
Totally.
Okay, so maybe snow ponies weren't my best idea.
Sweetie Belle edged away from the white monstrosity.
Some pony needs to put that thing out of its misery.
They all chuckled as Applebloom pushed their creation over, turning it back into a pile of white powder.
Hey, look at that!
Scootaloo pointed to a giant candy cane standing on the side of the road.
Maybe we could be Cutie Mark Crusader holiday decorators! Or Cutie Mark Crusader giant candy makers!
She skipped up to the candy cane, winked back at her friends, and gave it a big lick. Applebloom giggled.
So is it real? No,
Scootaloo answered thickly.
No? I think this might have been a bad idea.
Scootaloo tried to pull away, but her tongue was securely fastened to the cold metal. Her friends stared at her for a long moment before falling to the ground, shaking with laughter.
Scootaloo rolled her eyes. Suddenly, a familiar voice floated down the street, getting near.
I have an idea. Let's play I Spy with My Little Eye as we walk. I'll go first.
Twilight Sparkle and friends came into view in the street ahead of her, their faces awash with a carefree joy.
I spy an 8-foot candy cane.
Rainbow Dash joined in next.
I spy a snow pony.
The hay? Scootaloo asked. That's not how you play the game.
Apple Bloom finally got back to her feet and helped Sweetie Belle up.
Okay, here,
she said before biting down on Scootaloo's tail and pulling.
Ow, ow, ow,
Scootaloo cried before finally jerking free and crashing into her friends.
So what now?
Sweetie Belle asked as she pulled herself out from under the orange and yellow pile. Scootaloo gave herself a quick once-over before helping Apple Bloom up.
We should probably get to the play. Looks like the sun will be setting soon and I don't want to be late.
Look, it's Derpy,
Apple Bloom whispered. The gray male mare was waving from the stage with a cross-eyed smile.
I didn't know she was in this, Sweetie Belle said.
I guess she's part of the crew backstage.
Oh, Celestia, help them,
Scootaloo muttered. The lights dimmed and all talking stopped. The curtains opened to reveal Spike, standing in front of a red brick fireplace. He wore a purple shirt and a hat with a large orange feather.
Once upon a time, long before the peaceful rule of Celestia and before ponies discovered our beautiful land of Equestria, ponies did not know harmony, he said in a stuffy voice.
Scootaloo heard one of her friends giggle and had to fight back her own smile.
It was a strange and dark time, a time when ponies were torn apart by hatred.
Scootaloo gasped with the rest of the crowd.
Ah, those were wonderful times.
Scootaloo glanced over her shoulder.
Shh!
Spike continued his tale of pony shellfishness. His words began to run together as Scootaloo blinked sleepily. She'd been fine outside, running and laughing with the girls, but now, in the dark and quiet, she felt herself drifting off. The ponies gathered around her, pushing towards the ugly stone building in which the grand summit would be held. Once inside, the three tribes stood on raised balconies around a wooden table. Scootaloo realized all the Pegasi around her wore fancy clothes or armor, and she suddenly felt exposed and vulnerable. She ducked her head, hoping no one would notice her. Horns blared below, announcing the arrival of the leaders. Rainbow Dash entered, head held high. She wore black armor rather than a dress like the rest of the Pegasi woman. She stepped up to the table with the other leaders.
Who would ever make Pinky a ruler?
Scootaloo asked herself. The three rulers began shouting at each other at once. After a moment of confusion, Rainbow Dash made herself heard.
All I want to know is why the Earth ponies are hogging all the food, she said, slamming her hoof on the table.
Scootaloo's stomach rumbled. It was a good question. Why were they hogging it? She was hungry. She couldn't remember ever being this hungry.
It's only because you mean old Pegasuses are making it snow like crazy,
Pinky shouted back. Were they making it snow? Scootaloo realized how cold she was then, an aching chill that cut down to the bone. She pulled her wings closer, almost crying out in surprise.
It must be the unicorns. They're doing it with their freaky magic.
Scootaloo didn't care who was responsible. She just wanted it to stop. She looked up at the white flakes falling from the chamber's ceiling. It was the Pegasi who controlled the weather. Why couldn't they stop it?
Oh, it's not fair, is it?
A voice behind her said. She jumped, turning to see a gray and brown Pegasus behind her.
No food, no shelter against the cold. Could you imagine living like that?
The Pegasus smiled at her, showing off a single fang and a mismatched eye. He had two horns, also mismatched. She glanced at his flank to see a pair of dice as his cutie mark.
Yeah, I guess I can.
It's always the leader's fault, isn't it?
The gray Pegasus asked, looking down at Dash.
What do you mean?
Oh, just look at them down there, so sure of their self-righteousness. Their stubborn pride brings the windigoes.
He turned to look at Scootaloo, a glint in his eyes.
Do you hate unicorns or earth ponies?
Of course not. My best friends are a unicorn and an earth pony.
Then why do they get to decide that we're enemies?
He pointed down to the center of the room.
Well,
It isn't just them. Oh, Scootaloo, just imagine how much better things could be. Celestia's ancient, set in her ways. Why does winter come each year? Why does it snow? Because our ruler, the one who controls the sun itself, believe it must?
Well, yeah. What, you want to just get rid of winter?
Why not? Farmers could grow crops year-round. There would be so much more food that no pony would go hungry again. No pony would freeze, either. Do you see a downside?
Scootaloo frowned. The gray stallion made a lot of sense.
Who are you?
Me? He asked, gesturing to himself with a hoof. No pony of importance. The real question is, who are you?
It is?
The Pegasus put a wing around her, marching forward. The room fell away around them, shattering into glittering shards and leaving them in a black void.
Of course it is. It's the most important question you will ever ask yourself.
He pointed to her blank flank.
Oh, that.
Yes, that. Scootaloo, you have a wonderful thing working for you.
I do?
You can be any pony you want, do anything you want. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. All you need to ask yourself is, what do I want? You can spend your days tired, cold, and hungry, or you can do something about it.
Like what?
Scootaloo's head was rolling from the sudden change in topic. The great Pegasus smiled at her.
Only time will tell. Oh, and one last thing.
Yeah?
You're about to miss the song. Time to wake up.
Scootaloo's eyes snapped open as confetti began to fall. She was only half a beat behind the rest as the song began.
The fire of friendship lives in our hearts. As long as it burns, we cannot drift apart. The quarrels arise, their numbers are few. Laughter and singing will see us through. We are a circle of pony friends, a circle of friends we'll be to the very end. We'll see.
Scootaloo spent the ride back to Ponyville in a daze. She just couldn't get his voice out of her head. It was like the stallion from her dream was standing beside her, whispering into her ear, asking again and again,
"What do you want?"
In what felt like no time at all, she was back in the clubhouse, drifting off to sleep. Her breath was slowed as she relaxed. And then she was awake. Very, very awake. Pinkie Pie on a sugar binge awake.
Who's there?
No pony answered.
I know you're there. I heard you. I ain't afraid of you.
The silence stretched on for what seemed like an eternity. Suddenly a deep, smooth chuckle sliced through the cold night air, sending the hairs on the back of her neck standing.
Oh, Scootaloo, I wondered when you'd notice.
She turned in circles.
Who's there? Where are you?
My name's Discord, Spirit of Chaos. Perhaps you've heard of me.
Scootaloo's heart tried to jump from her chest. She fell back on her haunches, mouth hanging open.
This is some kind of trick, right? Apple Bloom, Sweetie Belle?
Bah, really, Scootaloo, you hurt my feelings.
This isn't happening. Discord is trapped in stone.
Don't remind me. You wouldn't believe how boring it is being stuck like this.
Stuck? So you're not here?
Nope.
Scootaloo's eyes scanned the room again, hoping to see her friends, or maybe Dash and Pinky pulling a prank on her.
What do you want from me?
I want to help you, Scootaloo.
What do you mean?
I know what you've gone through. Foster parents that don't care, lonely nights, hunger. It just isn't fair. I want to help you make things better.
Scootaloo shook her head. You're evil. All you want to do is spread chaos.
Discord laughed again. Is chaos really a bad thing? Did any pony get hurt when I was free?
Well...
And what about the changes I made for the better? Chocolate milk falling from the sky? Cotton candy clouds? Is there anything wrong with free food for every pony?
But Celestia said...
Celestia said it, so it must be true. For goodness sakes, this is the same ruler that lets her subjects starve and freeze. The only pony Celestia cares about is herself.
Why me? There must be tons of ponies worse off than me.
To say thank you.
Thank you?
It was you and your friends that helped me before, when you came by my statue. The seal had already weakened, but you three fillies pushed it the final bit.
Scootaloo's front legs went weak and she sank down, a defeated grimace on her face. She'd sometimes wondered if the Crusaders had anything to do with Discord's return, but she'd never been brave enough to ask any pony.
Oh, Celestia, what have I done?
Freed some pony from thousands of years of loneliness. Is that something to be ashamed of?
The question caught Scootaloo off guard. She'd never thought about what it would be like being trapped in stone. It must have been horrible, and she'd freed him for a few hours. Was it really so surprising that he'd want to thank me?
Scootaloo shook her head. She wasn't sure which thoughts were hers anymore.
Sleep, Scootaloo. It'll be more clear tomorrow.
That actually sounded like a good idea. She crawled over to her blanket and covered up, letting out a content sigh as the soft warmth of her blanket enveloped her.
They say every pony has a special magical connection with their friends, even before they've met. Why, I think it's fate that we should meet like this.
Twilight had said something about that, Scootaloo remembered. Dash believed it. She'd been responsible for all of her friends' cutie marks. Maybe Discord was right.
Sleep found her moments later. The night dragged on silently, but for a single moment, a light breeze circled, tugging at the filly's mane, and then fading as quickly as it came.
Sitting on the table was a collection of plates and bowls, hot soup, fresh salads and sandwiches, and a card.
Happy Hearthswarming Day. D.
Chapter End.